The CBS crime series Wise Guy stars Ken Wahl as Vinny Terranova, but television critic David Bianculli says the strength of the show lies not with its star, but with the supporting and guest actors.
Vinny Terranova, the federal undercover agent who's the hero of Wise Guy, has the worst arrest record in the history of TV detective shows. The series is in its second season now, but Vinny has completed only 3 investigations of Major League bad guys. And so far, in terms of actual arrests made, Vinny is over 3. His first 2 targets, mob figure Sonny Steelgrave and international power broker Mel Profit, both died before Vinny could bring them to justice. His 3rd target, a white supremacist leader suspected of arms trafficking, turned out to be innocent. Now he's getting close to his 4th target, a yuppie mobster with a stranglehold on the New York garment industry, and Vinny gets hit by a baseball bat, then by a taxi, and gets sidelined. Only Wise Guy could pull a bait-and-switch act with its leading man and get away with it. For the next month, Anthony Dennison, who played bad guy Ray Luca on Crime Story, joins Wise Guy as the guest hero, the agent called upon to finish the case begun by Vinny. This is a strange way to run a detective show, but Wise Guy has risen to cult status because it thrives on the unexpected. The show has lots of action, but places more emphasis on storylines and character development than car chases and shootouts. Because each case spreads out from 5 to 10 episodes, the guest roles are juicy enough to attract talented actors. A one-shot appearance isn't worth their while, but a long-range series commitment is out of the question. By offering something in between, Wise Guy has become the place to guest star, which explains why Jerry Lewis and Speed the Plow star Ron Silver play father and son garment manufacturers in the current storyline of Wise Guy.
Have you ever wanted anything that I didn't give you? When you were 16 years old, you went to Europe. You wanted the Red Alpha in college, you got the Red Alpha.
Dad, this isn't about what I drove 20 years ago.
Then what is it about?
It's about what you started and what I'm gonna finish. Every day you remind me, it's your business. Well, someday it's gonna be mine. It's my future, I have the right to protect it, even from you.
The actors playing the villains last year, Ray Sharkey and Kevin Spacey, set a standard that's going to be tough to top. But this new storyline shows a lot of promise. In addition to Lewis and Silver, who are great in this, the story features Stanley Tucci as the yuppie mobster, and bringing in Anthony Dennison as substitute hero is another good move. I've always thought that Ken Wahl, who stars as Vinny, is the weakest link in Wise Guy. He's doing better work this year, but has a fairly limited range. Because Wahl sustained a real injury and had to be written out of the show for a while, the substitution of Dennison will show Wise Guy fans what the show can be like with a different and better Wise Guy. But listen, it's not the hero that counts most in this series. This show has the best bad guys since Batman. And, just like Batman, has actors falling all over themselves trying to land a guest role. The next case on the docket is set in the world of rock music, and there's no telling who'll show up for that storyline. I know I'll show up to see it, though. Wise Guy is my new Saint Elsewhere, the show I most look forward to watching each week. That may sound crazy, but once you watch it, you'll understand.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.